Welcome to Pure Connect Podcast with Dr. Geshom Sikala, a celebrity mentor and prince. He is a businessman, humanitarian, author, speaker, television host, media personality, pastor to the stars, and global goodwill ambassador. Here, Dr. Geshom will help you understand true success and prosperity, maximize your true potential, experience God's presence, deepen your relationship with God, and learn to walk with God. Now, here is Dr. Geshom.
Been out 2 years, y'all not hearing me? And I've been telling somebody this, and I'm finna jump in this, and I'm finna close. You're here tonight because this is your season to comply to what God is telling you. You ain't gonna ever see God put his super on your natural until you start obeying what God is telling you to do. There are some of you sitting here right now, when you at Walmart, when you at the gas station, when you at the grocery store, God be telling you, go up and pray for that lady. Go up and prophesy to that man. But just like me, you be like, God, I'm not gonna look like no fool. Are y'all listening to me?
Yes.
And so watch this. That man became a donor. Not only to the ministry, we got the carpet, but he became a donor. While I'm teaching on this, this story in John has blown my mind. Grab that water for me. I want to show you something. Listen to this carefully. In this story, listen to me carefully. Jesus is invited to a wedding with his mother. These are not Jesus' friends. They're the friends of his mother. So they go to this wedding. And the Bible says when they get there, apparently, they ran out of wine. And don't act like some of you don't know what I'm talking about. I get prophetic and call you out. I don't know what your favorite drink is. But you know how it is when you don't got no more of it. Y'all not talking to me. Then they ran out of wine. And what's interesting is they run out of wine. And the Bible says she goes to Jesus. And she says, look, you know, they don't have more wine. And Jesus said, what does this have to do with me? Now, Dr. Gershon, when you read this text, you must understand, this text shows us the power of when we comply. Although she told Jesus they didn't have no wine, when she went to him, and he said, look, there is nothing I can do. I got to thinking to myself, well, why did he do it? He said I couldn't do it. And then I thought to myself, well, he was the God who wrote, you must obey your mother and your father. So although she told him to do that, he had to do it because if he didn't do it, he wouldn't be complying with the word himself. So he complied. So he told them, he said, look, empty those water jugs. And so they emptied them. Now you must understand, this story is all about the servants. Say servants.
Servants.
Touch somebody and say neighbor.
Neighbor.
Just in case you forgot.
Just in case you forgot.
You are a servant.
You are a servant.
That's good. That's good. We just want to identify who we're going to talk to. Watch this. These servants are in trouble. They're in a dilemma.
Yes, they are.
Because it was their responsibility to make sure that they had adequate supply for the guests. It was their responsibility to make sure they had enough food, enough wine, so they were the ones that was going to get in trouble. Look at somebody next to their neighbor.
Neighbor.
You got some trouble going on?
You got some trouble.
Because God's going to tell you how to get out of it tonight. Some of you in this room, you know I'm telling the truth. It's one thing for your kids to act up with you at home, but when they act up with you in public, y'all, you be wanting to, y'all not talking to me. When your kids act up in public, don't you be wanting to lay some hands on them? Wait till we get back to the house. Look at these kids. They say, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Are you hearing me? They be like, oh, geez, I'm going to tear you up when we get to the house. These servants knew they was in trouble. But you know what I thank God for? I thank God. He said, fill them up with water. Follow me with this. So they filled him up with water. This is what bothers me about the story. He said, now take some to the master of the house. You mean to tell me we're going to add injury to insult? We had ran out of wine. Now you want me to take them water? Yeah. Watch this, Dr. Gershom. Follow me with this. This is what we have today. They had water. And this is what the Lord hit me with. Watch this. Listen to this carefully. The Lord showed me in this story my whole life. And I hope y'all can get this. It's something about when you comply with what God has told you to do, he start completing things. Y'all not hearing me? He said, now take it to the master of the house. And I can imagine those servants was real nervous, like, you about to get us in trouble. You know theologians, they can't figure out when the miracle occurred. They cannot figure out when did that water turn into wine. I'm going to tell you when it turned into wine. When they made up their mind to comply to what they was told. Yes. And they start taking steps. Oh, y'all not hearing me? Yes. Carnell, go start the car. Turn around and go ask for the carpet. Y'all not hearing me? Yes. There are some of you right now, God told you to do something and it. Yep. Do you know when you start complying with what God has told you to do, he start turning your water?
Yo, I hear you.
Oh, Jesus, have mercy. Dr. Gershom, are you hearing me?
Oh, yeah.
You better do everything God has called you to do here in California. Because, brother, every time you take a step, God is going to start turning your water into wine.
Yes.
I can't speak for some of you in this room, but I'm here telling you right now, God is saying this room to all of us today. You must understand your completion is in your compliance. And as you comply to what he tells you to do, he's going to turn your water into wine. Now watch this. Watch this. Now I understand why Mary said, whatever he tells you, just
do it. Do it.
Oh, Jesus, they not hearing me. They not hearing me. Watch this. You know why God got me here in California right now? He got me here to tell somebody. He's going to tell you to do something. And when he tell you to do it, just do it. Just do it. Just do it. There's somebody in this room tonight. You got some water somewhere in your life. But God put me here to tell you tonight. You're in a season where he's going to turn that water into wine. But you're going to do what he tell you to do. Now watch this. This is what I love about this story. The miracle occurred as they start walking and what he told them to do. See, what y'all don't understand, about time they got to the master, the water had been turned
into wine.
Wow. I see it. Wow.
There are some of you in this room. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Dr. Gershom, you get ready. Somebody turned water into wine tonight. You've been hurt by some people. Your daughter, your son. Sometimes we get hurt by people and we will never see water turned into wine until you do what God has told you to do and go to them and ask for forgiveness and forgive them. I would have been left with a whole lot of water if I was a petty person. Hear me what I'm saying to you. You know, there's a story in the Bible about the man who was forgiven much. This man had $1 million debt, and he was forgiven a debt. You heard the parable. He was forgiven a debt. And the Bible says, straightway he walked up out of the presence of his master and went and found somebody who owed him 100 denarii. And the Bible says he choked the man. That's what I want you to see. Do you know all of us are breathing naturally right now? And we don't even realize it. Everybody sitting in this room is inhaling and exhaling air and don't even realize it. Watch this. Why would you want to cut somebody off for what you need to live yourself? You know you need air to live. See, when he choked that man, he was trying to cut that man off from what he needed next to live. There are some of you in this room, you know you need forgiveness. So why you won't give it to other people? Why will you be left with water when God can turn your water into wine tonight if you just make up your mind, God, I'm going to comply. I know they hurt me. I know they betrayed me. I know they wounded me, but guess what? They don't have to make the call because I'm going to make the call tonight. And I'm going to let them know that I'm sorry. I'm going to let them know I forgive them for what they've done. Y'all not listening to me. I'm going to be preaching truth tonight. Let me tell you something. We live in a time right now. You got to make up in your mind. Holding on to your forgiveness. Is it worth missing out on what God want to do in your life? Is it worth missing out on what God wants to complete in your life? And so I close with this, and Dr. Gershon, you can take over. I've been looking at this story with Peter now when they was out there on the Sea of Tiberias. Because Peter, like a lot of us, hard-headed. Play like he listened to God when it's convenient. They want to see a Tiberius. Jesus come walking up. He yells out there, little children, have you caught anything? They said, Lord, we toiled all night and we ain't caught nothing. These are professional fishermen. And the word of God says, Jesus told them, he says, lift your nets up from the left and drop them on the right. And Dr. Gershon, this is what blessed me. The word of God says Peter started arguing with the Lord. That's why on the right or left, he said, nevertheless, at thy word. That meant he put up an argument first. But you know what I'm glad? I'm glad he complied. Because if he would have never complied, he never would have had the completion that came out of it. Do you know he said, nevertheless, Lord, okay, I'm going to comply. I'm going to do what you told me to do. He raised those nets up on the left, dropped them to the right, and here's the miracle of the story. Do you know those boats was only about like 6 feet wide, 12 feet long? Do you know in the story, they can't understand. They had nets that was like 50 by 50. That means if they dropped the net in the water, it would encompass anything that was up under it. So we know no fish went under the boat. Follow me with this. What it is, when they complied, it wasn't about where the fish were. It was about where they were. And I don't know about y'all. Tonight, it's not about where anything in my life is tonight I need. I don't care where it's at in the universe. It's about where I am. Because when I'm complying with the Lord and I'm walking in obedience of the word of the Lord, I don't need nothing to be near me. It's going to come find me. That's what Deuteronomy 28 means when it says these blessings shall overtake you. It literally means they will football tackle you. And there are some of you in this room tonight, God got something that's going to football tackle you when you comply to what he has called you to do. Watch this. Those fish came and jumped in the net. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up by faith. Say, God, I'm going to comply tonight. And Lord, put it on me. Put the healing on me. Put the prosperity on me. Put the purpose on me. Sir, some of you in this room tonight, you ain't going to have to catch it. It's going to catch you. When you comply to what God has called you to do, God is going to bless you. Good measure. Press down. Shake together. And run it over. Watch this. Those nets didn't catch them. Those fish. Those fish caught those nets. Yes, yes, yes. And do you know we comply with what God has called us to do? What you looking for, it'll catch you. There are some of you right now, God wants some things to catch you to some complete some things in your life that money can't even buy. He's just waiting on you to comply. Amen?
Amen.
Now stand to your feet. Come up here, my brother. You know, I want you to hear this. Over 20 years ago, and I'm going to let the man of God minister, because I do believe somebody here tonight, there's some God want to complete in your life. Who play this keyboard? Can you play it, please? Please. There's somebody in this room tonight. God want to complete something in your life. I'm not going to lie to you, like a lot of people in ministry. You want to comply to what God is telling you to do. It's dangerous not to comply right now. Like God told Israel, you have succumbed this mountain long enough. Turn, go eastward. You can't keep going in circles because you didn't do what God has called you to do. I know what it is to comply. And I know what it is to see God put his super on my natural. This is what's going to make the difference with saints in the church in this hour. When we comply, there's going to be things happen in our life that we can't even work for. Before the man of God stepped behind this pulpit, I want you to hear me. 20 years ago, I'll never forget it. A missionary came to our church. He was from Ghana, West Africa. Hear this story, Pastor. And he gave everybody these African outfits. I'll never forget this. He gave all these men these beautiful, royal, masculine colors. He gave them black and purple and red. And he got to me and said, "Oh, Cornel, 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 I saved the best for you." He said, "It's royalty." He opened up a box and pulled out this hot pink outfit. I said, "Lord, what the hell? Honey, you say the best for me was hot pink." He said, "I saved the best for you." And he gave it to me. And the whole church started laughing. I promise you, man. Because I was like, I can't look at that thing. It looked like a big Easter Bunny outfit. And I never forget, I was invited to go to Taiwan to do a revival. I swear to God, when I preach, you can see that now. So I always pack extra clothes. And I packed that hot pink outfit. For some reason, I packed it. But I packed it knowing in my mind, I'm not going to wear that thing. But I got over there in Taiwan, and guess what? I ran out of clothes. And the last night of the revival, guess what all I had to look at? That hot pink outfit. True story. No, you better hear me what I'm saying. You might, this is a true story. And I put it on. And I couldn't believe I was going to wear that thing. But I complied. Put it on. Went to the conference. Got done doing the conference. Felt like an idiot too. My God, I just stood up there with this big pink outfit on. I'm going back to my hotel room, and there's a bunch of reporters standing there. These reporters happen to be from Eswatini, Swaziland. They all stand there talking, and they say, "Oh my God, that's a beautiful outfit." I say, "Oh, Jesus, God, an outfit. He says, "Sir, come here. No. It's beautiful. Oh God, it's so royalty. Oh, it's so royal." And I'm like, "Are these people lost their mind?" At 6 o'clock, they said, "Pastor Washington, His Majesty King was swatting would like to meet with you." And I was like, "Oh Jesus." Oh gee, I was shaking. Man, I went over to the hotel. They took us up to the top floor. But I'm telling the story for this reason. I have seen what complying with dumb stuff will do.
Wow.
Do they not hear me? Do I said complying with dumb stuff, like wearing a pink outfit. Oh, they not hearing me, God. Do you know I didn't want to wear that outfit? Do you know I didn't want to receive it? But I complied. Not understanding one act of compliance, the purpose and the destiny that was tied to it. As I get over to that hotel, I'm at the back of the line. It's about 50 or 100 people waiting to see this man. I got a guy with me. What are you going to say to this man? I'm like, just be quiet. I don't know. Because this is actually happening now. We at the back of the line. These doors swing open. They said, hey, you, way back there. I said, who, me? Yeah, you, come to the front. I said, oh, my God. I said, now I don't know what we're going to say. They called us from the back all the way to the front. They said, you going in next. Get ready. And my heart almost went down to my feet. Pastor Kirsch, I'm serious. I was like, oh, God, this is happening now. They opened the door back up and said, come in. They opened the doors. The king of the SWAT team was standing there. I walked in that room. When I walked in that room, I was real nervous. And a guy asked me, he said, how can I help you? I said, I just wanted to see you. Everybody in the room was like, what? I said, I just wanted to see you. Man, I ended up sitting down praying with that man, praying over him. And then the whole nation opened up to us. And now I go to that nation and minister to 10 and 20,000 children. All because of an act of compliance with an outfit that at the time didn't make sense. And I'm here telling some of you tonight, God wants to do some things in your life like that. And watch this, your life ain't gonna never be the same after studying this word, because when you leave here, the Holy Spirit is gonna start speaking stuff to you, and it's gonna be up to you whether you comply. But see, God had me give you this word to get you ready, so you won't have no excuses to ask God, why did you not turn my water into wine? You want me to tell God why you didn't turn my water into wine? God gonna say, because watch this, the man of God and the minister's God leading. But man, I'm here telling you, some of you are being activated tonight to hear those Holy Spirit and act, and you're going to see Him move in your life in ways you have never seen Him move before.
The power of being compliant, listening to the voice of God, can lead you to experience the miraculous life. The Holy Spirit spoke to me many years ago and said, son, if you listen to me, you will see miracles. I just want you to understand that if you learn to obey God, you will see so many great miracles. You don't have to be educated or qualified or be in a certain category or the status. In these categories or castes, you just have to have an open heart and an open mind, like with what the man of God has shared, the power of compliance. Actually, this is a prophetic word for us, because we're moving in a bigger place. You know, before it was just a dream when we started talking about it last December. Now, we're finally coming August. We're not going to be meeting in August. Don't come here. Come to 333 East Colorado. Woo! We have our phone line and everything. Even when you Google His Presence Fire, it will give you that address. The power to comply. I really believe there are people here that God has told you to do something, but you've been disobedient in the past. and you just want to say, Lord, I want to be reactivated to hear your voice again. I want to comply with you. I want to hear your voice. I believe this evening, man of God, Pastor Washington, it is a night of dedication. So you know he'll be here tomorrow night. Make sure you come, you don't miss. Tomorrow night is going to be very powerful. Tomorrow we'll be meeting here around 7:30. And you online, start planning to come. Tomorrow at 7 p.m., that's Monday, we're going to have some of the Monday experience power of God's glory. And also, right now, even as I call for dedication, but let's take care of the little things first, like healings. Somebody has got a pain on the shoulder, and somebody has got a pain on the hip. I want you to come and just get healed right now, because I'm listening to the Lord. Somebody with a pain, and somebody with a pain on the hip. These are little things, because healing is for today. Your pain on the shoulder, you come closer. I command that pain to be gone now. Receive healing now in the name of Jesus. Receive healing now in the name of Jesus. I command it to be gone. I command it to be gone by the power of the Holy Ghost. There goes the power of God. There goes the power of God. Pain be gone in the name of Jesus. Tell us, how do you feel?
Every single time it's gone.
It's gone?
It's gone.
It's gone forever in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Where is the person with the hip, a problem with the hip problem? Pain on the hip. Come and get it too. You got it? Come and get it too. Let's do away with this a little bit. Your knees, okay. All right, healing is for today. Everything, I hear the Lord says, you are at the place of crossroads for a lot of things, but the Lord is going to give you clearance, a clear of mind. And also the Lord is saying that what you've been going through is witchcraft attack. It is some generational things that has been in your bloodline. And now it's attracting some witchcraft actively. Somebody wants to stop you from being successful and to progress in life. Do I have permission to cut those things out? In the name of Jesus, I command it to be cut out by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I command it to be gone. I command it to be destroyed by the power of the Holy Ghost. There goes the power of God. There goes the power of God. I destroy every power of darkness in the name of Jesus. I command your feet to be healed. I command your body to be healed. Every part of the fiber of your being to receive healing now. In the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. Pain be gone. Pain be gone. Please. There goes the power of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, the Lord is also going to use you. This season, it's a season that God is going to cause you to walk in His power. Father, I destroy the spirit of witchcraft right now. I destroy the powers of witchcraft right now. I come against you by the blood of Jesus. I come against you by the fire of God. I release 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 the fire of God. And I destroy those powers of witchcraft now. I break its yokes. I break its power. I break it in the name of Jesus. 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 Thank you for the power of God. Thank you for the power of God. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you, the glory. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for your glory. The presence of the Holy Ghost. Father, I pray that we change the address, spiritual address, in the realm of the Spirit. That she will not be located by demonic spirit. She won't be located by medium spirit. She won't be located. In the name of Jesus, we change the location in the realm of the Spirit. We speak heaven invasion, heaven invasion, heaven invasion. Let heaven flood you in the name of Jesus. I command every pain in your feet, in your hip, in your body, let it be gone. God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Fire of the Holy Spirit. Fire of the Holy Spirit. The fire of the Holy Ghost. The Lord is healing your body. The Lord is healing your body. He's taking away all the fatigue, all the infection. He's taking it away in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. You are welcome, 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 Holy Spirit. You are welcome. You are welcome. You are welcome. The power of the Holy Spirit is in this place. You are welcome in this place. You are welcome, Holy Spirit. You are welcome, precious Holy Spirit. I ask for your manifest presence. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to support the ministry and stay up to date with new episodes.